What's the source of wisdom? How can you live a more conscious life? Sometimes it's the questions that bring you your own quantum leaps. Wisdom Talk Radio brings you conversations with visionary thinkers, business mentors, and provocative authors and teachers, along with resources that point the way for you to claim your potential in service to the world. Join Laurie Seymour at Wisdom Talk Radio for explorations in conscious living. Subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcast or find us at Wisdom Talk Radio on Facebook.
Hello, Piggy Goddess. When I first heard about manifestation or the law of attraction, I chalked it up to another quick fix or self-help selling tool. However, I've recently come to learn the value and power in this practice, what it really is and what it definitely is not. I've experienced real change with manifestation, and today I want to explore this topic with you. Have you ever wondered what it is, how it works? Is it real or mindless foo-foo? Stay tuned while we answer all your burning questions with my spiritual coach and mentor, Amira Rose.
Welcome, goddess, to your sacred space. This is My Figgy Life podcast, where we openly discuss life's wins and losses on our journeys to self-discovery. This is your best life. This is your Figgy Life. And now, here is your host, Jean.
Let me start my introduction of our guest by saying that she truly changed my life. She really allowed me to explore what I needed to in my own way and time, and I'm so happy to have her on the show. Our guest today is the one and only Amira Rose. She has been holding space and guiding women during times of transformation for decades. What once started as supporting her clients as a professional midwife transformed into being a midwife for the soul. How awesome is that? She has a long and impressive list of credentials, which include a master's degree in educational science. She's a certified professional midwife, law of attraction coach, life and success coach, and a transformational life coach. Amira is also qualified in clinical hypnotherapy and is a neuro-linguistic programming practitioner. It doesn't end there, though. Her expertise and experience are vast, and I urge you to check this out for yourself on her website, trueyoubydesign.com. Today, we are joined again by Amira Rose. She was on our podcast in a previous episode where we had a really cool episode about spiritual coaching, what it is, what it isn't, and is it right for you? Thank you so much for coming back. We're always so happy to have you.
Oh, thank you. I feel so honored that you're having me on another session of your podcast. So yeah, so excited for this conversation today.
Yeah, and I think it's the same that we said last time. It always feels like I can forever continue the conversation yeah. with you. So it was best sure. that we made a second one.
Oh, yeah.
So today we're going to be talking about manifestation or the laws of attraction. And we're really going to get into that and try and understand exactly what that is and what that looks like. So today I want to talk a little bit more about manifestation. And as I mentioned in our previous episode, I was doing a whole series of spiritual mentorship sessions with you, and I had finished my sessions. And I was kind of exploring this path on my own a little bit with the guidance that you gave me. And then I came across this kind of, I don't know what to call it, like a idea. And I needed to know more. So I came back for my second round of sessions with you specifically to explore this concept of manifestation and what it is. And I think what's interesting about it is it's not that I didn't know about it. I definitely heard about it before. But before I did my spiritual mentorship with you, I honestly didn't think much of it. I was like, ugh, you know, that's something, that's the newest like it word weird thing that Hollywood celebrities are getting behind. And then after our sessions, I was like, oh no, this is something way more profound. I need to know what this is. I need to understand it and know more about it. But it's not magic, right? So what is it? What? How can you describe it to us?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Tall order.
It's like, I'm just thinking, like, can you answer it in one sentence? No. It's kind of, when we talk about the law of attraction, it's really simple put. It's just the concept of like attracts like. I mean, that's the easiest way I can imagine how to explain it. In terms of energy, the same energy, some kind of energy attracts a similar energy. For example, when you are in a positive, grateful, happy mood, you attract, like, I mean, that's probably something that most people can relate to. You know, when you have a good day and you're in a very good mood and you feel, you know, like this is your day, you sometimes attract a lot of good stuff in this day, right? I mean,
that's, yes, that's true.
You know what I'm talking about. And if you like get up in the morning and, you know, have a bad day, a bad mood, and then you continue in this energy, you attract more of it. Like, this is a very simple way of how to explain it, you know.
Yeah,
just to get an idea of it.
that's very similar to almost when we're talking about energies, and I think that's what you're saying now. You attract kind of the type of people and situation to your life that you yourself are in that moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, I've experienced sometimes when I'm just having a bad day and I feel like I have a lot of negative emotion, it feels like I attract all of these negative conversations and things towards me. But the same when I'm positive, you know, it feels exactly like you said. So I really want to just come back to the point that it's not magic, right? There really is a spiritual and a psychological connection into all of this. It takes work and commitment. Do you agree with that? Am I heading towards the right direction here?
Yeah. I mean, it's still not, I mean, I would say it's not something really scientific. Like, I mean, a real scientist would, you know, not necessarily agree, but people who follow this concept, like, they really believe that it's law, like it's not magic. It's, you know, like attracts like, and your energy goes where your intention or your attention goes, you know? So,
oh yeah, I love that quote. That's like my favorite quote. It's on my chalkboard, actually,
already
in my house at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much truth to it, actually.
So I think before we take this conversation any further, I think this is the type of topic and conversation where we should start the session with just being very clear and defining what is it not. Definitely not. Because I think that there's a lot of room for interpretation and, again, just kind of maybe exploitation and giving the wrong ideas. So what is it definitely not?
I would say it's not a quick fix. I mean, if someone is telling you, you can manifest everything that you want, of course, that is true. In the end, that is true. But life is a little bit more complex than this. I mean, of course, if you want, for example, just make it very simple, very to the point. If you say like, oh, I can manifest anything and tomorrow I will be a millionaire, married to my soulmate, living in a villa.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, there is a way from, you know, really getting into alignment, you know, with your true manifesting potential. And also that's, you know, what the mentorship is all about, like helping my clients to tap into this potential of, you know, manifesting what you want for yourself and for your life. I mean, you can speed up manifestation for sure. Like you can get like quicker and quicker with your manifestations. But like it also, it has this component of really doing the inner work of getting to the point where you are able to receive what you want to manifest.
That comes back to our previous session as well. And the foundations really of spirituality or spiritual mentorship is doing the inner work. It always comes back to doing the inner work.
Exactly. So when you reached out to me the second time and said like, oh, this time I want to focus on manifestation, like for me, it was interesting because your journey is very, it's like what happens to a lot of people. You start exploring yourself, your own spiritual journey. And then you, as you progress further, you come to the point and realize like, wait a second, like I'm creating a lot of what's going on in my life. And I want to learn more about like how this actually works. Like,
yes,
like to understand better and deeper, like how you are the co-creator of your own reality. So
yes,
I think you're a good example of like what's happening when you embark on this journey. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome to hear. So I think there's so many things to explore around this topic. I actually don't think we can cover everything we need or can say about it in an episode, mm-hmm. but there definitely are some core things mm-hmm. that we can kind of try to get to the bottom of. And it's important what you just say. It's not an easy fix. It's not an easy, like a magic trick, you know. And this is, I think, what put me off of it before. My introduction to the spiritual path is, you will know there are many of these audio commercials and self-help tapes mm-hmm. and like the catch to the marketing is yeah. always like, have you always wanted this dream house? Did you know you can manifest it for yourself? Yeah. You know, it just sounds so yeah. unreal. And it's a shame because once you understand what the law of attraction is and how it works, it's so profound and deeply invigorating and empowering. And I'm hoping that that's the message that we can get out of this episode today.
I really love this because that is also, I mean, it's also, I always like, I mean, since many, many years, I'm studying this topic and I always thought like there is like so much depth and truth to it, but oftentimes like the way it is, for example, you can find it online. It's so simplified that people often don't get the deeper message and they stop like using this for themselves because they don't get this, you know, quick results. Let's say it.
Yeah. This, and it also goes the other way because if when they simplify it that way, like my actual initial and first instinct was, well, if it's so easy to manifest all of these things and if I'm attracting everything that, or if I'm co-creating this and I'm putting out there what I want to attract, what if I'm having a bad day and I say something wrong or I attract something negative? Am I, you know, am I going to have 7 years of bad luck or, and it's so much more than that. So I'm hoping we can definitely explore that today. And I think the first way of doing that is maybe if you can just guide us through what kind of work goes into manifestation? I mean, what do you need to put into it? I think one of the most significant things that you told me is that you really need to feel it. It needs to be an emotion and a feeling that is super real to you. So can you maybe just elaborate a bit on that and tell us what goes into that so that we understand it better?
Yeah. I mean, you are starting actually with the core essence of all these things. So it's really like you attract or you create what you feel is real. For example, if you want to manifest or create something for yourself or for your life, then the secret to do this is to really feel and imagine it real. Like this is the secret. For example, what you find when you start to work with this concept or, you know, start Googling and reading about it, you oftentimes find things like working with visualization, with affirmation, scriptings, and all these techniques. And they are wonderful. Like they are so helpful. But the thing is, if you want to manifest something, you have to really get into the feeling of already having it. That is the secret behind.
Can you give us an example? Like, how do you feel it? Like, say, for example, you're going through a bad period of, say, illness. You want to manifest just feeling better and being in a better space with whatever is going on with your health. How would you then, with that example, how would you feel it? How would you visualize it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the visualizing, like the seeing part is one part only, right? But let's say you want to, maybe let's go with a simple example. You want to manifest a partner or your soulmate. That's something that a lot of people want to do.
Yeah.
So, like, then you can ask yourself, like, how would that feel being in a loving relationship? How would that, like, how would I feel? Like, not like visualizing could be like seeing a couple like walking hand in hand, but this is something different because you are in the spectator state, like you're seeing something like on a screen, but like being a participant, like being in this relationship, For example, seeing your hand holding the hand of the other person is something different. Like, how does it feel? Like, how does it feel to hold the hand, to, you know, walk hand in hand or arm in arm? How does it feel to be loved, to be cherished, to be adored? All these things. It's more like really experiencing this reality with your five senses, not only having.
Oh, that's important. Yeah.
Yeah. So really, what would you see? What would you hear? What would you feel? What would you even smell or taste? You know, if you have what you want to create. And this is just an example. It can be everything. Like if you want to manifest, for example, buying a new home, like really not only seeing yourself walking through this new home, but really, for example, touching, I don't know, a table or a chair inside this home and, you know, walking through the rooms and, you know, looking out in the garden. What would you see? How would you feel? Like how would that, what this situation make you feel? And the trick is really getting into the real feeling.
Yeah, really, I mean, feeling it.
Yes, feeling it real. I mean, it sounds so super simple, and in the end it is. But
actually, I don't think it is. I think the simplest things sometimes we complicate for ourselves the most. Because you want to put yourself in that space where you're feeling it and you're experiencing it. But say, for example, we take the example of you want to have a partner, a loving, supportive partner, and you want to manifest this. Oftentimes, we don't put ourselves in that space of feeling and experiencing it because we're so scared of rejection and if it doesn't happen and how bad that would feel. And we're so stuck in that way of thinking. It's actually difficult to get to the other side of it.
Exactly.
So it's simple, but it's super complicated.
For sure. And oftentimes what happens, what I experience myself and also what I see what my clients experience is you get stuck in the wanting. You want something. That's like how people start like studying manifestation and all these things. They want something. They want better health. They want a home. They want a new job. They want money, a partner, whatever. But going from wanting to feeling that you're already having it, that is the secret. As long as you are stuck in the wanting, like you're kind of postponing the realization and the manifestation of your desires into the future, like every second. It's you know what I mean?
Yeah. The postponing is the perfect future. Way to say it. For sure.
Yeah.
You're listening to the My Figgy Life podcast.
So, I mean, you said that you are the co-creator of your universe and what you manifest should ultimately be in alignment with what your soul wants. How do you know what your soul wants? Can you explain that to us a little bit more? Because that really hit home for me and I would love for you to elaborate on that.
Yeah, that's really my take on the thing. Like, I would say the first thing is to really get into alignment with what your inner being or your soul wants. Because as we discussed in our previous session, like we are all different. We all came here into this lifetime with a different agenda, with, you know, different gifts and talents, with a different, you know, different karma, all this stuff. So, and different purposes and things we want to achieve. So not everyone wants to be a millionaire. So it's very simplified to say like, oh, you can manifest a million. Of course you can, but is it truly in alignment with your soul? What is your life purpose? And that's where the inner work and the deep healing work comes in first, you know?
Yeah.
So,
and we're going to talk maybe a little bit about common practices or so in manifesting, but this is really important, the message you just gave us in it being in alignment with your soul, because before I even knew what this was, when I started working with you in terms of the laws of attraction, I think you told me to write down things that I had wanted for myself in the past that have already come true. And when I did that exercise, I was so shocked with what I had already actually manifested in my life that I never knew. I couldn't put a definition to it, or I didn't associate it with the laws of attraction or manifesting, but it really is what it was. And it was so profound, and it did happen because I really believe it was aligned with my soul. Examples of this would be, one of the most crucial things for me was I wanted to be somewhere in life where I had peace, where I wasn't constantly in a battle for survival, running away from traumas, being in situations of really bad conflict. And I remember when I was younger, dreaming about this, you know, of being in a space where I'm in a loving relationship and I'm in a space where it's okay to apologize and say I'm sorry and to speak about my feelings. And I ended up in a marriage like that. But it's because I was really longing for that. I just really didn't know that I was at that moment manifesting something like that.
Yeah, that's a beautiful example. And I remember I did this exercise with you just to show you that actually we are constantly manifesting also the things we don't want. It's kind of, that's like, it's an impersonal law. There is no judgment about if you manifest this or this. You are the co-creator of your own reality, right? So, and just to realize that, it helps you to really take on full responsibility that you have the power actually to create and to manifest what you want.
This leads me to an important thing that you also said. You said that you have to take on full responsibility, and I mean really full responsibility for everything that always happened in your life or happened to you, because it was ultimately created by you. And that's the tricky part, you said, right? Because we're constantly, I think, in either this victim or it happened to me mode. Like, oh, life had happened to me, or somebody did this to me. We sometimes forget to step back. So I would love for you to share a little bit more about this message.
I mean, yes, it's so true. But I admit that it's one of the most challenging parts of all of this, because to really, and it really depends. I mean, there are like people and life situations out there where you would say, like, how can someone like have wanted to create this for himself or herself? So, I mean, you have to be careful that people don't feel judged or, you know. But the other thing is, it's the ultimate truth that you create everything. And this is the only way to take on your full power, like taking on the full responsibility to whatever you see in your outside world. Because we say, like, everything that you see in your outside world is a reflection of your inside world. This is something that you created before, that you felt, you know, imagined before, and then it shows on the outside. I mean, that can be like really hard to swallow in some situations, but, and that's also what I found is true for me. Like, it's the only way where I have full power, like 100% power. As long as I say, like, I mean, okay, I created this, but this happened to me. I mean, then you don't have full power in that part where you say that happened in my life.
Yeah. So, but that, I think, also comes to the all important choice, right? Because yes, we attract the things that, and we are a co-creator, and sometimes things happen that obviously, I mean, there are definitely stages in my life that I still struggle with understanding why it happened and how it happened. But at the end of the day, where I am now, it's my choice to see that differently and to work with that differently and co-create that space differently. And I think this is what the message that you are trying to bring.
Yeah, it's all about like empowering yourself, or in that case, empowering my clients to really see that they ultimately have the power to even, you know, change their perspective or a perception of something that has happened to them, and then, you know, take on or take back their power. So, I totally agree. You have to be very careful. And like this message, it's not right for, I wouldn't say like for everyone, but it depends on where you are at on your journey. So sometimes you are at a place on your journey where you really need to heal and to have a lot of compassion for quote unquote happened to you. But then, you know, when you did some inner healing work, and after some time, it's good to get to a place where you can have this perspective of, you know, taking back your power that you are able
yes.
to create. You know what I mean?
Yes, but taking back your power is definitely the key. Yeah, for sure. And I think that's what frustrates me so much about what we spoke about in terms of what we hear on the internet and all of these self-help things, because I feel like mostly, not always, but mostly people seek out this because they are in a situation where they feel desperate and alone and they want that help and that guidance. And it's devastating to me to think that something so profoundly positive and amazing can sometimes be communicated in a way that can cause more heartache and almost stepping back in your journey than being able to move forward with power and confidence.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there is a lot of like misunderstanding and also confusion around this concept. But nonetheless, I also know a lot of clients or even myself who kind of like found back to that, you know, way of seeing the world and approaching reality. So yeah, even then it's still like, it remains the truth, like that you create what you want to create.
Yeah. And you say something very important. You said it's judgment free or there's no judgment. And this is something that I also struggled with a lot in our sessions, because I think many of us come from a background, no matter what your religion or what your upbringing, we have this thing ingrained in our minds of good and bad, right and wrong. And it's sometimes difficult to see past that. And one of my questions to you was always, but what if I want or desire something and I want to manifest it, say, for example, something super material like money? Is that wrong? Can I only manifest so much of it and then I have to manifest something good? And you told me the universe doesn't judge like that. There isn't like judgment or a right or a wrong or taking so much and giving back so much. It doesn't work that way. Can you explain to our listeners a little bit more about that concept?
In my opinion, and also like what I said previously, like the law is kind of impersonal. The law of attraction just means that the like energy attracts like energy. And I would also say there is nothing wrong that you can manifest. For example, let's say you want to manifest a certain amount of money. I mean, money itself is neither bad nor good. It always depends on what you want to do with the money, right? So you can use it in a good, helpful, positive way. And also, of course, you can do a lot of harm with it. So it's more about asking yourself, like, what do you want and why do you want it?
That's super important, because this, I think you'll remember, something I actually struggled with a lot is it okay to manifest things or to want or to desire things that is usually seen in society as being bad or sinful, like material things? So in my example, I come from a background where it's really not encouraged to want money. You know, it's almost like it's got this stain or badness to it. So is it okay to want that? And then you spoke to me about limiting beliefs and you gave me a few exercises about that. So I think it would be so helpful if you can kind of carry us into that conversation about limiting beliefs and how that relates to manifesting or desiring things that are,
Well, normally it goes like this, like you have a desire, you want something to create or manifest for yourself or your life. And then you kind of, in that moment, you're already sending out the desire or the manifestation to the universe. And then it's almost like the universe or the law says, like, yeah, if you want something, then you can manifest it. So it's almost like a done deal. But then the part that is between like you wanting something and the actual manifestation is you allowing it to come to you and to receive it. That's the point where limiting beliefs, which normally stem back to your childhood or, you know, to whatever you picked up while growing up or, you know, living your life, that's where limiting beliefs kind of kick in. And that's also where coaching and mentoring really helps you to overcome these limiting beliefs. And money, like receiving money, is a really good example, because we have like tons of limiting beliefs around money. For example, a very common belief is that money for some people, that money is bad. But is that really true? Like, you can do so many good things with money. You can fund things, you can help, you can do all good stuff with it. Of course, you can also do the opposite, but that money itself is a bad thing, or that it's kind of sinful to receive or have more money. This is just a belief. That it's nothing more. It's a belief that can prevent you from having more money. Just very simple put.
And I think the exercise you gave me was incredibly helpful, because I think we started specifically on this topic of money, and I said, wanting or desiring money is good because, or it's good for me because. Mm-hmm. And I really struggled with the first thing I wanted to write down, because I was struggling so much to get past that idea of, oh, I'm saying it's a good thing to want money because. But once you understand the why question, and like you said, what you're going to do with it, it makes so much more sense, and things come to you. Like, I want or desire money, and it's good for me because it gives my daughter a great education, or it gives us security and health. You know, when we're sick, we can afford to see medical professionals, or, and that I have never thought about it that way. I've only ever thought about, it's almost like the secret you're keeping, you want and you desire something, but you can't say that you want it because it's so bad.
Yeah, it's a good example of how much we are, like, we are all affected by, like, our own inner limiting beliefs that all of us have, right? But then, like, getting conscious about what those beliefs are, and then working with them and transforming them into more helpful beliefs. That's the magic. And that's what I really meant at the beginning. Like, you have to work on those internal things before you can really tap into your full potential of manifesting and creating. So, you know, going back to what we discussed in the beginning, like this quick fix, like, oh, you can manifest, blah, blah, blah. And yes, it's true. But most of us have to do some inner work, or, you know, do some transformational work before they get to that point, you know?
Yes, so, of course.
Yeah.
And this even goes beyond things, material things, or things that we think are bad to manifest. Because when I did this exercise, I think the second time that we also did our sessions, I was struggling a lot with assertiveness and getting to a position where I can say no, because I come from a background where conflict was so deeply ingrained in my everyday life, and it was not supported or okay to not want to be in that kind of conflict environment. So it's so difficult for me to say no and to stand up for myself because my limiting belief was that it will upset somebody, or it will hurt somebody's feelings, or they won't like me anymore. And even that was difficult to say, it's good to be assertive, or it's good to say no because. And I struggled with understanding, okay, it's good because it's so limiting.
And you can act like, literally, you can take every belief, limiting belief. We call it limiting because it kind of holds us back from being more empowered and tapping into our full potential. But in the end, it's only a belief, and you can take every single belief you hold about, you know, anything in your life, and can transform it so that it becomes the belief that is more supportive of what you really want, and more empowering to, you know, how you want yourself and your life to be like, right? So,
yeah. The other thing that I was asking you about during our sessions is, when I came to you, I'd already started doing some reading about manifestation and the law of attraction, but I wasn't there yet where I was understanding everything. And one of the things I read said that, yes, you're the co-creator of your universe and you attract what you want or you desire. But at the same time, if you're saying, for example, I don't want this to be a stressful day, or I don't want to fight with this individual, or I don't want there to be conflict, you're also attracting that to you because that's then kind of exactly what would happen. And that confused and stressed me out so much because I felt so much pressure to kind of stop that thought before it even existed in my mind, because I was so scared I was drawing negative things towards me. So maybe you can just walk us through how you explained that to me and kind of put me more at ease.
It also goes back to that simplifying that concept that we already talked about, because it's not like you think something and then it, you know, manifests in front of your eyes. It's not really working like this. It's more like, what do you really feel inside? What do you feel and experience internally over a longer period of time? Like, what is really the predominant energy that you are putting out there? And then actually that can lead to a manifestation in the outside world.
Yeah. But that makes so much sense though, because it comes back to feeling it and visualizing how it would be. And for me, I am obviously a very anxious person. So when I would, for example, think, oh, I don't want people to fight at this event, I will immediately feel how it feels when that happens. The anxiety of that, the stress of that, the uncomfortableness of that. And I will already in my mind go to the visual place of trying to sort it out and trying to make everything calm. And so I'm feeling it, you know, I am making it real.
That is always like, that's what I was saying, like the feeling behind everything is always the more important part of, you know, the laws and the manifestation process. That's why I think like regular simple affirmations don't work. Like when you say like, oh, I am good, I'm feeling good, I'm powerful, I'm healthy, and you don't feel it. You don't feel healthy, good, positive, you know, wealthy, abundant, all of this, then like your feeling and the emotion behind is much more powerful than what you're saying as an affirmation, you know? And that's why I really believe that it's not possible to simplify it to like some simple manifestation techniques or exercises. It's more about the inner work that you really find to that place where you really feel that you deserve that what you want to create for yourself and that you can align with that feeling and then create it from this inner space.
Prefer to spend me time reading? Subscribe to the Figgy blog and receive our posts directly in your inbox. Go to www.figgylife.com and subscribe now.
So I think the last thing that I just want to ask you before we unfortunately have to let you go is maybe just to draw it all together. We've already said what manifestation is not. We've talked a lot about the oversimplification of it. And we've talked a lot about how you can utilize it in your life. But how would you say, or how would you describe it as how it can change your life, or why it is so powerful and how it can empower you?
Well, for me, actually, it's the ultimate empowerment, because when you really get the concept, when you get that you are really like the co-creator of your reality, and if you really get this, that you can take over like full responsibility, then you take back like your full power, actually. So for me, it's really like a concept of really empowering yourself. When you get to this point where you realize like nothing happened to me randomly, then like it's really empowering, because that means, even if it's a journey to really understand it and reflect on that and work with that, like when you're then at this point to really get this, then it gives you the freedom and the power to really go in the direction you want to go in your life and create what you truly desire.
That is, what can be more powerful than that? I mean,
so true. Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, it's not always easy, but it's, for me, it's a definitely very empowering concept. Like, yeah.
So what are some last words of wisdom you'd like to leave us with today?
I mean, it was so nice, like, talking with you, as always. Like, as I already said, like, I could also go on, like, forever with this conversation, because it's also one of my favorite topics. And of course, there is so much more to it. But I think really find out what you truly desire and then believe that you can make it a reality. so that you really start believing that you are the creator of your own reality.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So if some of our listeners, if some of our listeners would like to explore this topic a little bit further, do you have some recommendations of reading material for them that's kind of your go-to on this? Or maybe even you have some resources on your website. Where can they go? Where should they? Do you have any guidance for them on that?
Yeah, I mean, my favorite or my basic teachings are the ones from Abraham Hicks. They are very famous on this topic, of course. And then I always refer back to Neville Goddard, but he is not that easy to read. So there are like newer books or teachers on the market. But actually, if someone is new, I would start with Abraham Hicks, with the books like Law of Attraction and Asking what is Given, and like really the basics. And they are easy to read,
wonderful.
They are available in audio format, so I would go with them for sure.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, you have so many qualifications and you do a lot of spiritual mentoring, but I think on your website also you told me that Law of Attraction is actually your speciality. This is your thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where can our listeners find you and know more about you and maybe even reach out to you? Where do they go?
Yeah. So my website is called trueyoubydesign.com, and they can contact me there, or they can write me an email, amira@trueyoubydesign.com. There's also Instagram and Facebook, same name, trueyoubydesign. So I think that's the easiest way, just reaching out and sending me a message, and then I will come back as soon as possible.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll definitely also put those links into the description of the episode for the listeners. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us and for your time and for having a glass of wine with me.
Thank you so much.
I'm so appreciative.
Yeah, it was a pleasure and an honor talking with you and being guest on your podcast. So thank you so, so very much.
Enjoying the conversation? Please consider following and subscribing to the My Figgy Life podcast. Share our episodes so we can grow our community. Go to figgylife.com and subscribe to our newsletter so you're aware of all the latest podcast episodes, blog posts, and Figgy news. Remember, everyone deserves to celebrate the goddess within.